Welcome to our Politics and Review podcast. Polls in two key Senate races are projecting new leaders. In North Carolina, Trump-endorsed candidate Ted Budd, a three-term U.S. congressman, has grabbed a substantial lead in four polls conducted just since April 1st. The four individual pollsters all find Mr. Budd leading former North Carolina Governor Pat McCrory by double digits. A Budd Republican primary victory on May 17th would be a big win not only for the congressman, but also former President Trump, who backed the Budd campaign from the very beginning. Whoever wins will face former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley in the November election. In Nevada, Suffolk University finds Republican former state Attorney General Adam Laxalt, now leading first-term Democratic Senator Catherine Cortez Masto, by a three-point margin. The same poll tested the state's governor's race and found two Republicans, Clark County Sheriff Joe Lombardo and North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, both forging small leads over Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak. The Suffolk poll confirms other data showing Nevada as a clear battleground state in the coming midterm elections. We will be hearing a lot about the Alaska special congressional election since former governor and 2008 Republican vice presidential nominee Sarah Palin is in the race. Not surprisingly, a poll was already conducted. The Remington Research Group found Ms. Palin leading the huge field of 48 jungle primary candidates for the June 11th election with 31% preference, 5 points ahead of Dr. Al Gross. The latter man was the Democratic U.S. Senate nominee in 2020 and spent over $19 million, only to lose a 13-point contest to incumbent Republican Senator Dan Sullivan. In this special election, Dr. Gross is running as an independent. The poll's sponsor, software executive Nick Begich III, placed third at 21%, while Anchorage City Assemblyman Chris Constant posted 7% support. From the 48-person field, four will advance to the August 16th special general election. It is a virtual certainty that Ms. Palin will advance into the general election, but she will then have to manage the ranked choice voting system that could theoretically cost her, or one of the other candidates, the election victory even if garnering the most first-place votes. Elsewhere, former California State Assembly Minority Leader Connie Conway, a Republican, will advance to the special general election with Democrat Lauren Hubbard in the race to replace resigned Fresno area Congressman Devin Nunes. Ms. Conway will be favored in the June 7th contest. The winner of this election, however, will serve only the remaining 6 months of the unexpired term, as there is no post-redistricting seat available in the regular election. Finally, the New York candidate filing deadline came and went, and resigned Governor Andrew Cuomo did not enter the Democratic primary to challenge his successor, Governor Kathy Hochul. He still, however, has time to enter the race as an independent. He would need to obtain 15,000 valid signatures by May 31st to gain a November ballot line. This concludes our Politics in Review podcast. I'm Jim Ellis.